When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, from a surprising divorce update to her thoughts on blackfishing, why Kim Kardashian is all over the news today. Plus, the latest on Britney's life after conservatorship and a much-needed expert update on COVID-19 and the Omicron variant. It's December 14th. Hello, everyone. I'm Janine Rubenstein, and this is People Every Day. It is Tuesday, and I've got to start off today like I did yesterday, discussing the nation's latest natural disaster, the deadly tornadoes that hit multiple states and the many people who have been affected. Numbers are changing by the hour, but the situation is grim any way you look at it. There were confirmed or reported touchdowns in 6 states between Friday night and Saturday morning, with one particularly devastating storm cell ripping across 4 states in just 4 hours. Kentucky, as you know, was hardest hit, and as I say this, at least 74 people in the state were killed, and many more are still unaccounted for. Thankfully, many did survive, and they are working now to rebuild. Among them, Pastor Joey Reed of the Mayfield First United Methodist Church. He and his wife took shelter inside the church and tell WLKY they feel lucky to be alive.
Glass went everywhere. We could hear it blowing around. We heard the furniture in that foyer bouncing around. And then we felt fresh air under the closet door. So we realized it was open to the elements.
Incredible. Well, President Biden is set to tour the damage in Kentucky tomorrow. My sincere condolences to all the families who lost someone and were impacted by these storms. If you're looking for ways to help, make sure you head over to people.com for our vetted list of organizations who are doing the work. Well, switching gears, I wanted to catch up on what's going on in Britney Spears' world. Her conservatorship ended just over a month ago. That must have been a huge shift for her. It's like, what does life look like for the pop star in the wake of her newfound freedom? Well, yesterday, she wrote a since-deleted Instagram post giving a few insights and also addressing her infamous 2004 interview with Diane Sawyer. Britney did not hold back on what she really thought about the ABC journalist. That's why we've asked People's Melody Chu to join the show and fill us in on all things Britney. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Janine.
Let's get into this IG post. The message was pretty long, but in reference to her interview with Sawyer, she said, quote, "Do we dare forget the Diane Sawyer interview in my apartment almost 20 years ago? What was with the you're in the wrong approach? Geez, and making me cry?" Well, she also shared a lot more. Again, the IG message was very long. So, Mel, can you give us more of the details here? Not all of them.
Yeah, I mean, she addressed the Diane interview for the first time. Obviously, it along with the Justin Timberlake stuff, all of that, it went far and wide after the New York Times documentary.
You said, "I've only slept with one person in my whole life, 2 years into my relationship with Justin." And yet he's left the impression that you weren't faithful, that you betrayed the relationship.
I think everyone has a side to their story.
This is the first time we've heard Britney herself address it, and she is upset. And I think 20 years later, looking back, she has a different perspective. At the time, she was only, I think, 20, 21, 22, around that breakup with Justin Timberlake. And it was after that, she says, that she allegedly was forced to do this interview by her team. And she felt that the questions were just inappropriate.
Yeah. She said, you know, I lived in my apartment for a year and never spoke to anyone. My manager put that woman in my home and made me talk to her on national television. And she asked if I had a shopping problem. When did I have a shopping problem? So she goes into detail of all the things that came up then. But we've talked about this. I mean, everything is kind of getting turned on its head from that era.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what we're hearing from sources, too, is that Britney listens to what her fans are bringing up, what they're discussing. And I think seeing a lot of her fans talk about these past interviews, it makes her also rethink things.
I mean, it begs the question that the post is now deleted. Was that on her own accord? You know, was that something that maybe someone who is advising her told her to do? I'm just so curious about what else has been going on in her life and what this transition looks like. So do we have any other updates on how things are going? Wedding planning, like anything like that?
Yeah. Well, she just celebrated 40 with that big trip to Mexico. And I think she went with Sam and a couple of her closest, friends or trusted circle. It's very small, obviously. She hasn't had a lot of friends over the last 13 years, but she's slowly stepping out there. And our sources say she would love to get married sooner rather than later. She's been shopping venues, but it might be one of those things where she feels like a beach wedding one day and another day she wants a lavish hotel wedding. And so, yeah, she's just having fun thinking about all of this.
Do all the things, Britney. And then as far as we know, I'm sorry, I'm just pelting you with questions because she fascinates me. But the situation with the family, things are still on ice, it seems, right? Because I feel like Dad's still coming up in a negative light in some of these posts.
Yeah. It's almost a given now that if you see a long venting session from Britney, she's going to take a shot at her family. And it's not just her dad, it's her mom, her dad, and you know, she has issues with her sister too. And, you know, we hear from sources that Lynn has tried to reach out, and Britney is just not ready yet.
Well, let's shift over to Kim Kardashian, another megawatt star that fascinates me. And there are several just disparate, interesting stories to cover here. The first one that caught my eye, in legal papers we obtained Monday, Kim K is requesting a legal separation from ex-husband Ye West, formerly known as Kanye West. And we all know that she filed for divorce in February. But in these latest filings, she asked to have child custody and property matters be separate from her marital status. So, Mel, should we find this surprising at all? And also, how does this new step benefit her?
It's almost shocking that it's been a year almost since she filed for divorce. It feels so much shorter because I think we've seen them together physically a lot, whether it's at his concerts or whatnot, and she supported him and vice versa. So, I was shocked to see it's been a year. And I think at this point, she's just ready to move on with her life. I mean, she's dating Pete Davidson. By all accounts, they're very happy together. He in his concert and other public appearances has said he wants her back and he wants to put the family back together, Kanye. And in her paper, she makes clear that is not happening. She is ready to, sign these papers and wants him to respond.
Yeah. And as far as we know, like you say, he is not, right? Because at least publicly, things that he said is just like, I want my wife back. Like, let's be done with this and get back together.
Yeah. And that's not just public. I mean, it turns out in these papers privately, he's being unresponsive to the actual legal proceeding. She and her lawyers have tried to reach out to him and his lawyers, hoping to, get this case moving and get the divorce done. But he has been non-responsive.
Wow. And I will say, I have a source who says that just in terms of the kids, he's been pretty hands-on recently when he's around, like, dropping them off and doing all that. So I was kind of surprised about the bringing up the kids in this because they've seemed so amicable up until this point, right?
Yeah. And our sources had said, too, one of the reasons that led to the divorce is that she felt like she didn't have that kind of support from him because he was gone so much, in Montana. And she just felt like there was a lack of stability that she was craving. And so it's interesting. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to step it up now. And
yeah. I can see that. And he's also, rapped about it.
Yeah.
I just got to get to this last thing that is a little controversial regarding her, the blackfishing claims that she has, waded through for years and years. She's opening up about it and just these past criticisms that she's received appropriating black culture as a white woman. Mel, can you take us into that conversation? She did an interview with ID Magazine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something I think we've even discussed before, and we've seen a lot of backlash from fans saying, you know, as Black women, like, to see her wearing the braids, and it's not just her, it's her sisters too. They've all been accused of blackfishing, and Kylie too. And she says, you know, it's complicated for her because she isn't coming from a place of trying to appropriate. It's that she's raising, you know, Black children too. And her explanation is that North will say, oh, let's do our hair matching, which then in her mind, she's like, well, I'm just matching my daughter. But she has realized over the last few years, you know, taking in this criticism, she has to think about the bigger picture.
Yeah. And I mean, and I can see it just in terms of how much she has ballooned in entertainment. And a lot of people have pinned that on the fact that she is a very palatable form of Blackness. She's not Black, but she has the assets and she has, the styling, and she, you know, has dated a lot of Black men and all of those things. And, you know, there's some hurt that comes with that being, was in fact Black, would she be as famous as she is? Or is she kind of just, you know, putting on all of those different pieces and not having to deal with the actual lived experience of a Black woman? So I definitely hear those criticisms, but she also talked about her history and being Armenian. She said there's, you know, braiding history in Armenia, and that's something that she identifies with, and people forget that she's Armenian. So, you know, I just appreciate the fact that she is opening up about it and speaking to it directly, which I feel like hasn't really happened.
Talking about it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, Mel, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Next up, I catch up with Vanderbilt's Dr. William Schaffner, our go-to guy on all things COVID-19. Stay tuned for his expert take on the Omicron variant and what we all need to do now to stay safe.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, guys. I am back now. And man, I cannot wait to take some time off for the holidays. I'm in desperate need of a little R&R and family time. But I'm not going to lie, COVID still has me on high alert. I've been seeing in recent news that the new and concerning Omicron variant is out and about, and COVID cases are going up again. But there's also been some positive headlines, like Pfizer reporting today that the final analysis of their new antiviral COVID-19 pill, which is for those who fall ill, proved it to be almost 90% effective at preventing hospitalization and death in high-risk patients. And it's likely to be available in the U.S. very soon. Well, with all this news circulating today, we asked the man, the legend, Dr. William Schaffner, to impart his wisdom. Dr. Schaffner has joined us quite a few times now with COVID updates. He specializes in infectious diseases and is a professor at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Hi, Dr. Schaffner. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you always.
Well, first things first, the Omicron variant. There's a lot of comparisons floating around to Delta. I'm just wondering where it lies.
The pieces of the puzzle are coming together on a daily fashion. First, contagiousness. Is it highly contagious? The answer is yes, likely even more contagious than the Delta variant. So let's note that. Number two, will our vaccines protect against it? Well, it looks as though, particularly if you've had a booster, yes, the answer is we will have substantial protection. Can I tell you exactly how much? Not quite yet. More data coming in. And then number three, about severity. Does this variant produce a similar severe disease as the other variants have? Well, there the data are tending actually in the other direction, the good direction. So far, less severe clinical manifestations, so less severe disease. All the answers aren't in yet, but So far, so good.
Great, great. So I've been seeing headlines that COVID cases are on the rise. So can you share your expertise here? Because it feels like this roller coaster is just never ending. Are we ever going to see an end to this pandemic? I know that's a big question. But, is this uptick like the others? And is this just our new normal?
Well, I'm not sure. COVID keeps throwing us curveballs. And frankly, I would have anticipated that cases would have continued to decline. But they've paralleled off, and now they're increasing in many parts of the country. Most of the severe cases, the vast majority, 95%, are still in people who haven't received the first dose of vaccine. Mm. If we could just get those folks vaccinated, that would be terrific. And then beyond that, of course, almost everybody else is by now eligible for a booster. They should get their boosters. If we do all of those things, I think our holidays will be a little happier.
Well, that is a perfect segue because I wanted to know about that. I have family that I was hoping to have in town as we got together again this past Thanksgiving. But I have to admit, things feel like, you know, they're trending in that maybe we shouldn't space. I mean, is it safer because of the vaccine? And if you have your vaccinated family members around, please tell me yes.
Well, I think the answer actually is yes. But you have to have some rules of the road. Is everyone coming vaccinated? Is that a requirement? And everybody who's eligible for a booster been boosted? And then what we did in our house in Thanksgiving, because we had a couple of people who had underlying illnesses that made them much more likely to get severe disease, we all had a rapid test that morning. We all took the rapid test. We were all negative. We took off our masks and had a wonderful time.
Nice. Yeah, we all tested before Thanksgiving as well, like right before we did the PCR, just to ensure some of our older family members were okay. Well, speaking of vaccinations, the U.S. is still only 60% vaccinated. That means 40% of the population isn't. I mean, if you could address the fears and criticism of the vaccination, what would you say? I know we are a little further out with it. And you know, there is that saying that, you know, we can't know everything that is going to come from the vaccine. But are we seeing anything in terms of side effects or dispelling any of the rumors out there?
Well, day after day, the basic safety of these vaccines is reaffirmed. Day after day, the effectiveness of the vaccines, particularly if you've had a booster, is reaffirmed again. So we know the vaccines work. We know the vaccines are safe. We need to listen to our neighbors and ask them, what are their concerns? Every question has been asked 10,000 times and answered 100,000 times. So I think I can provide reassurance and comfort that this is a good thing to do. Now, that said, I think there are some folks who are just adamant, who just won't be vaccinated. I don't know, short of mandates, what we can do to get those folks vaccinated at this stage.
That was Vanderbilt's Dr. William Schaffner discussing the COVID-19 Omicron variant and how best to have a happy, healthy holiday this season. For more on that, head over to people.com. And just want to remind you guys about a happy, healthy podcast to get into. I mentioned it yesterday, but Upworthy, the popular good news site on social media, just launched their first podcast. It's called Upworthy Weekly, and it's a lighthearted look at the site's most popular and engaging stories. Over the first few episodes, they have some great conversations about a surprising fitness hack, dogs that rescue their owners, and a fierce debate over Christmas music that you'll just have to weigh in on. New episodes of Upworthy Weekly come out every Saturday, wherever you get your podcasts. And now, something to make you smile. A 9-year-old girl with a big voice is winning hearts in the music world. Victory Brinker was a finalist on season 16 of America's Got Talent and received the show's first ever golden buzzer, where all the judges and host vote for a contestant. As one of 11 siblings, she also knows a thing or two about family connection. And with her new EP out now called The Wonder of Christmas, three of of her siblings are featured in the music video for Silent Night. Here's a snippet of her singing the beloved Christmas classic. And she's only 9. Such a powerhouse. Well, I will talk to you guys tomorrow.